The Ringer Gambling Feed is your one-stop shop for all things betting throughout the NFL season, from week one all the way through Super Bowl 58 in Las Vegas. We have you covered every which way. We got our favorite futures, we got props, we'll discuss the lines, and of course, we'll throw in a few parlays. That's a given. So whether you're a sharp or a square better, we'll be breaking it down in terms hopefully everybody can understand, and we'll try to win some money along the way. So be sure to subscribe to the Ringer Gambling Feed on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Jiffy Lube. Cars can be a big investment, so it's important to take care of them. I once got a car that I started out with 25,000 miles on. I got it to over 200,000 miles because I took care of it. You know how you take care of a car? You take care of the maintenance, the oil, the brakes, all that stuff. And if you don't, you can have a car just completely fall apart. When your car needs maintenance, head to Jiffy Lube. They provide automotive excellence at speed. Get your oil changed, brakes checked, tons of other multi-care services. It's all done by expertly trained technicians who actually care about taking care of you and your car. Jiffy Lube, car more. To find coupons and start an instant online estimate, visit JiffyLube.com. This episode is brought to you by Cars.com. When you add your car to your garage on Cars.com, you'll unlock access to real-time insights into how much your car is worth. Plus, view its historical and projected value to decide when to sell. So when the time is right, you can secure an instant offer from a local dealership or sell it yourself on Cars.com. Start tracking your car's value with your garage on Cars.com.
Shut the music off.
I'm starting this.
How jealous are you of that?
I literally thought there was like something in the system.
You're welcome.
Something got pre-recorded because as we're playing the music went longer because I literally was shocked into having to look away and find out Mike just burped so loud. It wasn't even, that's a belch. That was what that was.
You can't burp. I wouldn't expect you to understand. I had to shotgun the Celsius to keep from choking you up before the show.
You know,
and that's the result of it. But now we're in a happy place.
You know, my esophageal sphincter is too tight and I don't like it when you make fun of it.
Here's the thing. I get angry with you anyways. Yeah. It's so much easier to get angry with you when I have to look up you have that stupid mustache. It's like,
people are starting to come around to the mustache, bro. I got a couple older ladies who are definitely in love with it. My wife's still not a big fan. That's okay.
The woman you're sleeping with, not in love with
She's
it.
She's fine.
Random old ladies love it.
We have separate beds. It's okay.
Do you?
Well, like the mattress is like one of those adjustable ones. So Technically it's separate. Granted, we use the same covers. So
allegedly.
Welcome to Sports Cards Nonsense. Right. We missed everybody on Monday's show.
I didn't miss anybody. I was thrilled to have the day off.
You were sleepy boy.
I slept till 11.
Today?
8 to 11 on Monday was my sleeping.
8 a.m. to 11 a.m.
Okay. 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. 3 hours.
3 hours was your sleep. Okay. Just to clarify that. Mike is finally dealing with the throes of being a father and the non-sleep finally affecting you.
Best night of sleep last night, though. It is affecting me, but last night we had a good night.
What are we talking? Give me an hour.
So here's the deal. She goes to bed early anyway. So about 8:30, she heads up to bed, shower, alone time, get ready for bed, all that crap, whatever. I don't know what women do at night. Whatever.
Lotions.
Whatever. Shave your head. I don't know what they're doing in there.
Grow their hair back head really every fast. Night. Yep.
So she's up in bed by about 9 o'clock. My goal is at 11 o'clock,
okay.
Even if he's sleeping, wake him up with a diaper change, which gets him violent. That takes me 5-10 minutes, clean him up, diaper change, all that. Come out. Then I feed him, which then makes him sleepy.
Mm-hmm.
A little rocking back and forth, mm-hmm. Chill him out a little bit. Go upstairs, put him in the bassinet about 11:30, 11:45.
Ooh, okay.
So she has already had 2 to 3 hours of sleep at this point.
Yep.
He sleeps. Last night, he slept from midnight to 3. So I was like, this is...
Does that freak you out at those times? Like, oh, God, he's not
alive. Now I'm just like, I don't care if he is or not. At this point, breathing, not breathing. He's not crying. I'm good.
Oh, God.
She gets up at 3. She does the 3 feed. Of course, it wakes us both up, but she does the 3 feeding. Half hour later, he's back to sleep. He slept till 7 after that.
Are you kidding me?
So a 3 and a 3.5 hour stretch last night.
Bro,
I got about 4 hours because I'm up most of the night anyways, so is fine.
What I'm hearing is this episode is going to be aces because you are on top of it. You've got all the sleep. You've got all the Celsius. You've got all the anger out of your system.
Yeah, I've already been accused of not working or putting effort into the show. So yeah, I'm good. Now we've come full circle. I don't do anything. Now we're having a good show.
Did someone say
Lillard to the Bucks?
That's not the big news.
This is absolutely the biggest news.
That is big news in NBA, but the one of one. We got
to
talk.
I think the Dame is. The one of one story. I'll let you do the one of one first. That's fine. I think the Dame to the Bucks is more.
Okay.
More people in our audience will care about this than the one of one. Go ahead with the one of one, though.
But it's basketball.
Did we ever get a response, by the way?
From the audience just now? when
some
you
guy said, just sit on the couch.
I say 101. That's what that guy said.
Why do you have overalls on?
Leave me alone. Okay. That's that guy. Stop talking to him. What did you?
Did you ever hear back from the text you sent this morning?
I did. Oh, I didn't even tell you
at all. We reached out to our Fanatics contact about.
There was no information about that. I'm going to get a call later. But that contact is about to no longer be with Fanatics. So
are you kidding me?
Not. It's by their choice. But it's not
good for us.
No, well, I've already been introduced to the replacement. It's a whole thing. Stop texting. No, you're in the middle of the show. I know. See, this is why you can't do spontaneous. It's not my one-of-one story. It's our one-of-one story. It's the hobby's one-of-one story. Bowman Chrome, there is a potential big issue going on right now with one of the most sought-after cards in the product. The 2023 Bowman Chrome product has now been reported to have at least four duplicate one of one super fractors.
Not good.
Not
these are all good. Non-autos. Is that right?
These are all non-autos at
still,
this point.
Still terrible, by the way.
Why do you have them? Why do you even have them?
Well, not to mention, DePaula is one of the top. Is this from Bowman? I'm so sorry.
Bowman Chrome. 2023.
So none
Bowman
of these
Chrome.
Guys are. Well, Victor so might be.
DePaula. It's DePaula. I don't know how you
so
pronounce
Jackson
this one.
Jackson Merrill, Justin Crawford, Jose DePaula, and Victor is Turris.
Okay. Yep. And also, shout out to Bowman one of one on Twitter. That guy seemed to be one of the ones who cracked a lot of this. But anyways, this story has been coming out, especially just because, oh, we found one. Well, we found two. The fact that there's now four of them does seem to me like I think there's a one of one of everybody. I think there was a big mistake made and they put in two one of ones of every person.
I don't buy that. I would be shocked.
If there was, I mean, look, what? Why would there be four random one
Here's,
of ones?
I would say this. Here's the only good, not that this is good news. Jackson Merrill's a great player. Justin Crawford, top 10 guy in Bowman. DePaula, arguably a top 5 guy in Bowman. At least it's not their first. And at least it's not like Salas has two. This is not by any means saying it's not a big story. Victor is a nothing. His base auto sell for $5. I hope, though, you are not correct. Because if it's too. With everybody, that's different. Although, why would we only see four at this point? You know how much Bowman's been ripped in a week and a half? I'd be shocked.
Well, there's already other people who are saying like, oh, I think I found the fifth one. Oh, I think I found another one. They just haven't been. At the time of this recording, these were the only four that...
If this is the case, I actually found a perfect solution for this that would make... Because it's a terrible, by the way, a horrible screw up by Fanatics here. There's no getting around that subject, especially with a flagship product like Bowman Chrome.
Mm-hmm.
Here's your solution. You go out and you buy one of the copies of every one of these cards back from the person for an egregious markup. Hey, the DePaula is worth $1,000. We'll give you $2,000 Fanatics credit for it.
I kind of like that.
Doesn't make up for the mistake, but make it right at the back end at least.
They are already talking about, and I saw like someone was, one of the cards, I think the first one that got found was maybe the DePaula one.
I think so. That's the first one I saw at least.
And they were showing like eBay sales and one went for like a little over two grand. And then the other one went for like 500 something. I mean, this is obviously going to affect that market, I think. Like, I'd be very shocked if it doesn't.
What market? That's it.
Like, the market of those cards. Those cards specifically. If there's two of every one, because now it's not a one-of-one.
I guess I wonder, because it is a super fractor.
Or maybe does it increase in value?
It doesn't increase. It definitely doesn't. But, like, if I wanted to buy a DePaula, because, first of all, he had a great, like, even Arms booked at that point. Played very well in the minors.
Mm-hmm.
Already a super hyped up kid. It's not his first. It's his second Bowman card. Like if that card's worth $1,000 to me and I find out one more person has, like there's one other one of those, does it devalue it to me? I don't know that it really does. But, and again, I'm not trying to excuse it.
That it's one of two?
Yeah, I know. But it still is a super factor. It's got the champagne swirls. I don't know.
I think here's my issue.
I will say, hang on big name first autos. Like if Salas has two super fractors, that's a big freaking deal.
But that's what I mean. That's my concern at this point. I think of this as, I think it's everybody. But yeah, those have been confirmed.
I would say that.
That's what I was going to say.
We don't press. Go ahead.
But Nini's done this, we know. Like, or it's been thought. I don't know if anybody has proved it, but I know there were some Shield NFL cards that were found It looked like, I think Lamar Jackson was one of them. There,
but those
I think
were
there was,
aftermarket. Don't they so think there, somebody did that?
Some, there are some thoughts that those have not been confirmed. That's why I prefaced that one. But you got to think this has happened before. But the problem is that when things like this happen,
silence.
There's almost no communication. Yeah. I would love to just hear like, hey, our bad. And to your point, you had mentioned before the show that a lot of product got pushed back from Fanatics. It makes me wonder if they are taking this as an opportunity to be like, hey, we realize we screwed up. Before we send anything else out, we're going to double check all this stuff to make sure that's not the case. Because I think it was like when we talked with Mike Mahan. How do you?
We never talked with Mike. We talked with David Liner, the was president.
That, we never talked with Mike about it?
We met with him privately at the...
That's right, but...
Last year at the Atlantic
City.
Okay,
so it must have been Liner then. Mike Mahan. But when we talked with Liner, he did mention about the QC being such a big deal to them. I would think that this would be an issue.
So that was an issue. We talked to him. He came out on the show and was like, by the way, the issue, and he was talking about 22, mm-hmm. finest, top's mm-hmm. finest. Was like, he's like, the services is unacceptable.
Yes.
But then after that, they were pretty good. And there was also the issue with, what was the product last year that was missing the guys?
Well, like missing even that. J-Ro- was it finest that was the one that like was just badly printed?
Correct.
Okay. So then the other one, oh, what was missing the guys?
It was a Topps Chrome product. I forget which.
But one of them, obviously, that was
and
the case.
And they made up for it by putting them in the logo in the, fractures, maybe?
The silver packs.
That's what it was. Yeah, yes. Yeah. Oh, so it was top. It was just regular Topps Chrome.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So obviously.
They made it right. So they've gotten in front of a few things. Mm-hmm. But there's been other issues this year, too. And by the way, I don't think this is anything new. I know because they're new and taking over, and Fanatics is a massive name. This is a bigger story to some people. It's a big story. It's a big deal. It's a screw up. Screw ups happen no matter what. I'm almost to the point where I'm okay with screw ups. It's how is it rectified? This to me is the simplest answer. Mm-hmm. Find a duplicate copy of each, however many there end up being, buy it back for above market rate. Hey, we screwed up. Not going to happen again. Done.
Yeah.
You literally gain more trust over the screw up because of how you clean it up.
I completely agree with that. Yeah. Because I do have a concern. You said like, you know, this is nothing new, but that's my problem is like, this is the one thing I did not.
No, we want a more transparency.
I wanted to be new.
Yeah. And we want more communication. Like I do think like that's important at some point. Like, can we have some sort of an outlet? You know, like honestly, I was going to tell you, have Jeremy, like, can we have David call in today?
Well, we got tagged late last night, on X. I don't know if you saw it. I can't call it X on Twitter. It's whatever. Oh, whatever we're calling it.
I don't know what you're doing late at night on X.
Morgan Fox had tagged us in this, but someone had posted their hold time with Panini, or not with Panini, with Topps. Or yeah, I'm sorry.
It was
with
like
PSA.
2.5 hours.
Yeah, it was like over 2 hours. I'm just like, how it like the fact that we are where we are in the card market and everyone's talking about how we went to 10X and yada yada. These are the things. Like,
at some point, customer service has to be a thing.
Well, customer service should be one of the first things that you set up because you're never going to get it all right. But the thing that you keep customers with, the thing you keep people happy with is when you make a mistake, you fix it the right way, to your point.
Correct.
That's why, and to the fact of how we've always appreciated SGC, it hasn't always been because the resale price was number one in the world. But it just makes me think of like, if you think of who has some of the best, like who are your examples going to be when you think of good quality customer service? I think of them. That was my first thought.
From like reputable hobby companies?
Exactly. So I'm just like, it's obviously capable of being done.
That's actually interesting.
But just do it.
That's a good comparison. Okay.
All right. So that's the one of one. We can go to the Damon Buck thing.
The other thing, by the way, that's making the rounds recently is this story pops up every couple of weeks now. Like somebody else is getting loaded boxes. Just to be clear, I know there's anonymous texts and anonymous. We don't get paid a dime from Fanatics. They're not a sponsor. We have a good working news outlet type relationship with them.
Yeah.
That is it. The thought that there are loaded boxes just being shuffled. Now, do I think there have been examples of that? Yeah. Realistically. What's his name? Ruben goes down to visit some soccer player and he's unbelievable. And they happen to pull the 1-1 Clemente.
Well, to their point on that specific instance, they did reach out and they said they actually hated that happened.
Yeah,
and
I don't believe it. Sure. I don't believe it. I think that was a loaded box, a planted box. Maybe. Yes. I absolutely believe that.
Okay.
But the thought that there are just like all these guys now getting loaded boxes because random breakers are reaching out to different people. Specifically like Dan, the card man. He was like, yeah, I had breakers reach out. I don't buy it. And then the other thing was there was like these text messages still circulating of, hey, they have two different piles in the warehouses. These go to the breakers because those are the hot cases and these go here. Well, first of all, some of the breakers pulling the biggest hits are not on Fanatics Live. Backyard.
Yeah, that's
not
true.
On FNX Live, yeah. By the way. Backyard does not have a direct relationship with Panini. We've confirmed with our Panini contacts. That's what I mean, though. It just,
which again, they could lie too. Who knows? But you are right. Like, there's no, where's the proof? Like, at this point, you would see something.
And here's the other thing. FNX is coming here spending, at this point, probably close to $1 billion on licensing, manufacturing, everything else. And to, with the goal of 10xing the hobby over the next decade.
Yeah.
Realistic goal, actually. Over the next decade, could it 10x? Maybe. If we get another hot streak, sure. Mm-hmm. But let's risk that entire thing so we can give a couple breakers a hot box. For somebody.
Yeah.
This is the most, there's never any names on these reports. There's never any actual evidence. It's always somebody's buddy. By the way, you come forward with actual evidence and you want to put your name behind it or call us privately, have a realistic, confidential conversation.
Yeah.
Sure. We'll report it. We'll go after them. We'll push as much as we can. But I'm getting so sick of, if you don't report this all over the place, you're just shilling for the company. No, I just don't report myths and friggin' legends. I also don't think Gandalf is in the parking lot right now. I didn't ride a friggin' unicorn to get to the stupid studio.
You don't know where Gandalf is.
Some of these things, I know you saw a horse that had something on his head. I'm not going to report that as a unicorn. There's some dumb Irish guy walking around with a hat on. It doesn't mean he's a leprechaun.
He's just a little person.
You watch your mouth. I don't need people who are 6'5 making little people remarks. Just shut your face. But that is my point. At some point, can we get some, do I want more transparency and outspokenness and get in front of some of these stories from Fanatics and everybody else? Yes. Do I think everybody making a big deal out of stories that are not actually based and rooted in facts, is that the way to do it? I do not. I do not think there's any connection between those two things.
Yeah.
There you go. We can be done, but our audience doesn't care about this anyways either. Hobby drama means nothing to these people, and I'm glad. I don't think it should.
Oh, I think there are some who care, but yeah.
Most people don't care.
Here's what they care. They like it. They like a little spice to their soup. This is a goulash, as always.
Sure, you talk food.
It's a goulash, and they like a little flavoring in there, but at the end of the day, they want some substance. Speaking of...
Dame Lillard.
This well, we also massive. Have like so many we different do. Other topics in here. We got
Dame
hit,
Lillard
so.
Though is a massive. I've been trying to buy Dame stuff all morning. Nobody is reasonable with pricing at all.
Oh, really?
Not even close.
Not even close.
Legit double comps on everything.
Oh.
I don't know that that's out of this world.
Really?
I was trying to buy a PSA 10 Select rookie card of his. Very chill card from a guy named David. He's a listener, actually. He texted me about it. Messaged me on Facebook, I mean. Those cards were going for $80 to $90.
Okay.
The cheapest on eBay right now is $200 a best offer. I would pay like $120 for it. I think it's gone up 30%.
Yeah.
I'm not paying double.
Which card was this?
Just a Select PSA 10.
Select PSA 10.
None of sold.
Okay.
It's super low pop. He offered to me at $150. I was a little high. I do, however, think, now this is a perfect example. Lillard, talk about a perfect situation. I'm going to take the health factor out of it.
Okay.
Because in general, Lillard and Giannis are healthy. Any team loses their number one or number two guy, they're not winning a championship. I don't care if it's Tatum or Jaylen Brown, if it's Joker or Murray, AD and LeBron, whatever it is. So let's just say all things being equal, everybody is healthy, which by the way, these two have a track record of being healthy. That is going to be the most exciting duo to watch. Giannis, I think, is the best player in basketball, maybe second best.
Yeah.
And Lillard is a top 10 guy. Lillard is as good a scorer as anybody in the league. And Chris Middleton is your third. I think Chris Middleton is so good, it's ridiculous.
Okay.
You now have a perfect setting to hobby-wise for Dame because you've got a guy who's already cemented as an all-time great, unbelievable. He has one thing missing, postseason success. Now you move to the East, which I think is an easier conference to win in anyways.
Okay.
And you've got a chance to not only make that postseason run, but there's all this hype and this dynamic duo, this unbelievable thing, and he's going to go get his first championship and all this stuff. I think this could be a major, major win for the Dame market if it materializes.
Can I ask you a question then?
No, I'm not taking questions.
So the question is, how compare this though to the Kyrie Luka duo that everyone thought was like going to be so great.
Again,
though, I mean, there's still a chance that these guys don't work well together.
Yeah, but the Kyrie Luka, I don't think anybody thought two super ball centric, ball heavy guys in the first place. And Kyrie is a psychopath. I don't think most people thought that was a good idea in the first place. The other major difference is, too, Kyrie's had major health problems over the years. Dame hasn't.
Okay.
Kyrie's been a difficult teammate over the years. Dame hasn't. You know, Kyrie also has already had postseason success and won a championship as being arguably the best player on that team when they won it.
Yeah.
So even if he goes out and wins again, is it a good thing? Yes, but it's not the first. There's nothing. The first championship is such a big deal. Like getting that monkey off your back. Like this year with Joker, we saw it with him. Great player, multiple MVPs. But now he's got the chip. Yep. It's a huge difference. This is a perfect storm. This guy's going to Aaron Rodgers and friggin' rip his Achilles day one.
I will say.
They both get in a car accident and amputate their feet.
It does make the upcoming season finally like something that I'm looking forward to. I keep hearing like, you know, Lakers have been working on some actionable items to make them a better team overall.
But they replace Anthony Davis' knees, like legs.
But when you hear something like this, this is actually something I'm pretty excited to get me back into
it because I haven't. Fans are excited to see this.
Yeah, I
was looking. This is a crazy duo. This is, to me, day one, this is the best duo in the NBA.
So I started looking on the card ladder index thing, and it was showing that basketball was actually up over like the last month, which I don't remember the last time basketball was actually up at any point. So I do think the fact that the Lillard just went up, I think his PSA 10 Prism went from like 200 to 350 or something like that.
Which, by the way, is crazy cheap. That's 2012. The population is nothing there.
Yeah, it went 204 to 350. And then actually Giannis got a pretty decent bump himself. He was going for like 735. That jumped him up to 925.
Yeah, you're going to see it with both those guys.
Yeah.
This stinks. Chris Vernon's live right now. I was going to call him. Get his take. I think this is the best duo in sport in the game right now. You got Tatum and Brown. You got obviously Joker and Murray, KD and Booker. I'm forgetting a bunch, by the way. I guarantee I am.
It's a shame he didn't go to Miami, though. That would have been cool, too.
I would have loved to have seen him play with Jimmy, but this is a better spot. Miami's a great team. I think either one of those, to me, would be a finals favorite, but the him and Giannis thing is just wild. And I think they're super complimentary of each other, too, by the way. And Middleton is your third guy, like a sharpshooter who we've seen be an elite scorer when it counts. I think people are making two. Honestly, this is one of the few times I think we are not hyped up enough about something. I think this could be ridiculous.
Wait, so does that mean you're a buy at these
prices? I was trying
to buy
yesterday, yeah. I'm not going to pay double. I'm not going to set new comps, but I have to pay a healthy margin above.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you want to sell your Lillard rookie stuff, message me. I will buy it. I'm not paying double old comps, but I'll give you a healthy markup.
You know, when I was
4% above.
When I heard this news, I was at the dealership. I was looking at new cars. I was at the dealership about to pull the trigger. The guy was like, just take it home with you. Just drive it home. And I was like,
what was it?
I know if I take it home.
Is this Perkins?
No, I didn't go to Perkins.
Dude,
I went
to Perkins. That guy's kid is a listener.
I went to Music City Autoplex. It's actually pretty good. But I was talking to the guy and he's asking me like, what do you do for a living? You know, he's got to get all that stuff. I'm like, I do a podcast. And he's like, oh, really? Sports? What's it about? Sports cards? Sports cards?
Just say sports.
Well, I mean, I said sports cards. Maybe I should just say sports. Yeah, just
say sports.
He was like so dumbfounded.
He's like, this credit check's not going.
But here's what I found amazing though about it. He has his own podcast. Of course, everybody has a podcast. He's got his own podcast. He is totally into sports. He was super pumped when I said what I had just heard about Dame. And then I was like, yeah, we're on this thing with Bill Simmons. He's like, who?
How old is this guy?
40. Roughly. 40 years old.
Really?
Who's Bill Simmons? The sports? Yeah, I used to collect sports cards. Wait, people like sports cards again? I'm telling you.
He didn't know Simmons?
That's why we are in, like, the people who listen to the show, you and me, a lot of people we know, they know what's going on there. But there is a huge world out there who does not know, which makes me actually happy. It makes me happy to know that we still have, like, a really nice size audience. But there's still that fact that you will find people who have card collections that have killer rookies in it, and they're just sitting there because they have no idea.
I would not buy a car from this guy. He doesn't know Simmons.
Dude, no one knows Simmons. Everyone in the South does not know Simmons. Every person I tell does not know who Simmons is.
That is true. Simmons is not as well
known. He is a Northeast guy for sure, and probably other places.
Well, West. He's big out West.
But Middle Tennessee Simmons, this is where your marketing team needs to really focus.
He's dumping the show. He knows this out of reach. You got to go to Perkins. See, Perkins, where I bought my Tahoe, Perkins, the owner's kid, is that kid Gray, who does the YouTube videos on cards.
I was looking at a Volkswagen Tiguan. I don't know. I hadn't seen it before. If anybody knows of anyway.
I am excited about the Dame thing. And yes, I am a buyer. Here's another one I'm a buyer on real quick, because I think sometimes two people, like, when they just talk about stuff, what are they actually doing? I am going to actively go out and try to buy some Aiden O'Connell stuff. He's going to start for a game or two for the Raiders because Jimmy G.
When you said that name,
he's a backup for Jimmy G. Here's your backup conversation, scumbag.
This goes back to the backup, but I don't even remember him on there.
I don't know why I called you a scumbag. It wasn't necessary.
Oh, that's okay. Thank you, though.
I don't take it back.
Oh, okay, cool.
But I don't feel great about it.
Well, at least there's something.
Okay, Aiden O'Connell. I'm putting an auto. I want to see what, I don't even know what this kid has. He's got Bowman's best. So this is interesting. Like, what is his, Okay, let me give you a little perspective. It's going to be a little slow talking through. Just deal with it and everybody can shut up.
Okay, cool.
His Bowman Best Raw Auto was doing $35 as of the 26th, which is yesterday. 2 days ago, excuse me, which I think is probably... Yeah, his stuff just about doubled since he got announced as the starter. I would still buy this kid. Because
Bowman's Best?
Bowman Best University.
University. Stuff? Okay, so he is
has,
new. Oh,
I don't
okay.
think he has any pro. I don't think. I'm not, he might. I'll have to double check on the off air. But either way, his market is obviously going to be much better. Like select draft picks. Oh, plates and patches, jumbo patch auto number to 25. I would also buy Aiden O'Connell in a Raiders uniform. I think really? This kid could come in. I'm not saying he's going to be great.
Okay.
I think this is another perfect storm to a degree. Jimmy G has looked terrible. I think, double check this, please. Aren't the Raiders 0-3? I don't think they've won a game. Jimmy just got a concussion, also tweaked his knee a little bit. And they have weapons. Like offensively, they can squeak it. Josh Jacobs is awesome. Davante Adams is an absolute stud. What are the Raiders? 0-3?
No, one and two.
Yep. Okay. Who are they? Oh, one more question.
They won against the Broncos.
Can you, me and you could beat the freaking Broncos. You could tell 70 people.
70.
You could tell
20.
Yeah, you could tell the people you're the Broncos starting like Latin. They believe in a heartbeat. Tell me who the Raiders are playing this week, please.
I will tell you that the answer is the Chargers.
Where is it? In Oakland?
At Chargers, yeah.
You can score against that Chargers or not, team.
Wait, in Oakland.
Vegas. Oh, they're both Vegas, aren't they?
No, aren't LA, Los Angeles Chargers, yeah.
Oh, that's right. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. I'm sorry. It used to be Oakland Raiders. They're Las Vegas now.
Las Vegas Raiders, Los Angeles Chargers.
There it is. Two losses. Well, no, a loss and a loss.
I don't care.
That's the female and male
I don't care for either.
Of the.
I think it's a good opportunity too. Maybe comes out, puts up a good game. I just think on the short term, he's another guy I'm actually going to try to buy. So those are the two guys I'm trying to buy this week.
Boom. Actually, I'm really glad roasted. To hear that. What about, can we talk about Tua just real quick? Because
I sold two Tua cards last night. I
was did you really?
Them next. Yep.
Okay. Let's hear about it.
So I sold a pink mosaic, pink camo PSA 10 and a select red die cut PSA 10. Both had gone up from like, they were hovering in the $50 range. They both went for about $70-$80 last night.
At this point, Tua only goes up from here if he's like in the playoffs or he wins a Super Bowl
here's
or something.
The thing. There is that level with Tua that's different too, is the health risk. So that's why I'm minimizing. I have about 30 Tua slabs.
Yeah.
I'm going to slowly bleed off 8 to 10 more. I'm going to sell about a third of the collection over the next week or two at a high price. That way I'm not into the new stuff as much. I do want to hold on to a bunch of stuff though, because there's potential for that kid to just keep going nuts.
Okay.
You're hitting 70 points. It's pretty ridiculous.
We started talking about like Burrow and Herbert, who are also 2020 quarterbacks, as well as Jalen Hurts. But I'm not mentioning Jalen Hurts or Jordan Love because their pricing is so much lower than these other guys we were talking about.
Which is ridiculous for Jalen Hurts. But, so
well, actually, you know what? Let's include Hurts because Jordan Love is the only one who's lower than Tua right now.
Jordan Love had a great comeback. They're around 17-0.
I know. That's the thing. Jordan Love is still lower.
I don't trust. He is not in that class, by the way.
Yeah, that's the thing. He's not proved himself. Skill.
He's in the same rookie
three
class.
Three games is not
right.
Yep. To negate everything else these other guys have done. But Tua, $96, $97 for his Prism PSA 10. The fact is his pop count is lower than everybody else, than Hurts, Herbert, Burrow, and yet they are still all out selling him. At this point, I don't know if it is a bad buy for Tua, even at these prices.
It's the injury risk for me. Here's the other thing. You know what's crazy? I saw a stat the other day. He has the exact same stats last year as he does this year after three games. 8 touchdowns, 2 interceptions,
oh,
I think.
Don't say that. Don't compare last year to this
year.
That's
what I mean, though. That's why it's like, this is unbelievable.
Yeah.
It is. We also saw this last year, though. He started unbelievably hot.
No one's denying he's a good player.
It's the health scare. That's why I'm tentative to go buy more. If I have a bunch, though. So my thing is, let me bleed some off at a good price.
Yeah.
I'll take a risk on what's left. If I had no Tua cards, I would throw a little bit of money at it.
That's what I like about Tua, though, is like there is, even though he is up, there's still room to like not get in at the absolute high for him. So the fact that Jalen Hurts still is underselling Justin Herbert,
and that might be the best team in football. Although I wonder if you ask 10 GMs in the league, actually Carlos is a football fan. Carlos, you have to pick one of these guys for the next 10 years. Both are going to be healthy. Both make the exact same salary, both with the same roster. You want Herbert or Hurts?
Probably Herbert. I can't believe I'm saying that as a Tua
fan. I think most
fan.
Would agree. People still view Herbert as an elite arm talent.
I know.
The knock against Hurts is he's playing with an unbelievably talented roster. However, I don't care. Like guys that win championships have great rosters.
But he's like more than just an arm though. Like he also like has isn't he like setting records for rushing too? Or
he's
at least
setting records. He's good. But see, that to me is actually a draw. I don't want my quarterback running.
Oh, you don't, yeah.
No. Like that's why I hate about Josh Allen. He's an unbelievable competitor. I wish he would compete less. Hey, Josh, love me less.
Stay still.
Because you're gonna, okay. Yeah. But that's the fear with Herbert. I mean, with Tua. The Burrow thing, you know, Burrow's high. I actually just sold a Burrow RPA for $950. Limited, a rookie Panini limited. It was like a 4-color patch auto number 49 for almost $1,000.
Do you hear this thing about CJ Stroud being like, I think he went
CJ Stroud 80 looked really good.
Passes without an interception. Like, it's like no one has ever done that. No rookie has ever done that.
He's legit. I don't know how much talent that roster has aside from their rookies, but. Very, very good.
I'll tell you, I did not care for the hurting they put on Jacksonville last weekend. That was upsetting. I'm not going to lie about that one.
Of our survivor pool. Thanks for that.
I'm not going to lie about that. But anyways, all right. So I'm excited for football again this coming week. Since we don't have a ton of time, we can't spend much more on that. I did, before we go to another topic, I did want to just mention the Knick-Knack Cards is the name of the guy. Maybe I shouldn't even say that. I don't know. But
what does he want?
What does he want? He doesn't want anything. He's the guy who I sent you that video of that. don't you got to calm yourself because this is a sensitive topic. You're going to offend someone.
Why?
Because drug addiction is
I thought he was just falling asleep.
Okay. Yeah. That's a possibility. Possibility. Definitely could be someone falling asleep. Wink.
He was just passing out. Yeah,
that is not anybody who's sleeping to me. That, in my personal opinion, I do not know.
Oh, see, that's more offensive than anything I was going to say. I just thought a kid fell asleep. You're accusing him of being a drug addict.
You can say whatever you want, but that's not.
That's all I know. That's all you know. You don't know.
Sports Card Radio posted a thing on Twitter about it, and then someone DM'd me this. I don't know if they had seen what he had posted on Sports Card Radio had posted on X, but. They had shown me a completely different video a couple days after the one that Sports Card Radio done, and he was doing it again. And so the last three or so videos he had posted, and the fact that he just posts these, there's one that's literally like it's a lot of these videos are 2 hours, one of them like 6 hours. It's an hour of him falling asleep in the middle of it.
The worst thing though was the and Corbin then leaving Carroll. It up. The kid's trying to sleeve a Corbin Carroll.
Oh, I've got autograph. It right here. Yeah.
He's literally like dropping it on the table. I was like, that thing's about an SGC-3.
Yeah. Well, it's not even dropping it on the table. It's like dropping, holding it in your hand as you're falling forward and letting it hit the table and just bend all. I feel bad because obviously I think this guy may have a problem. I don't want to slander him.
No, but keep accusing him of being a drug addict. That's good.
I don't think there's much question. I think the only people who are saying, and here's the other issue why I bring this up.
To our message. I noticed that.
The other reason why I bring this up is because there's a lot of people who are like in his lives. Cause you can go back and read the live chat. And there's just roasting people. No, that's the problem. There's a lot of support of like, oh man, he's just tired. He's just tired. Hey, don't forget my card. Hey, what did I get my cards? Oh, but you know what? Even if he bends some, he's going to send you a lot of free cards, a lot of free packs. This is people who are trying to take advantage of this opportunity because they know like if he does bend a card, he's going to send them like multiple packs, like a card that would have been worth $2. Now they're going to get an opportunity to get multiple things.
Here's your first sign too. It's wearing loose gloves. Yeah. Well, this is the Corbin dude. Look at the corner on that Carroll. It's already dinged up. How do you fall asleep with a Corbin Carroll auto? Base cards.
Have you ever known anyone to be like asleep, but still being able to have like their hands up, like motor function. Like if you fall asleep, your motor functions stop for the most part. Yeah.
Okay. I feel, let's move on. This kid's had enough trouble.
But that's the thing. I bring this break up not to make fun of him.
I bring this up to make fun of him and to tell you break on SCN breaks.
Well, don't do
or
that.
Or Car Shop Live. Boom.
Well, see, the problem is when you say stuff like that, people are going to be upset.
We stay awake during breaks.
And then they're not going to go to it.
No one's upset about
that. But anyways, yeah, if anybody knows him, because obviously he's been in, I think he's been in the hobby for like 7 years, according to that. He's got like 7,000 followers on YouTube, which in the card world is not bad for a breaker. I just say this, like, if anyone knows him personally, because he says he's going to take the next 30 days off, check on him. Like, I honestly do. I have honest concerns about this guy.
Third man on the show. Third man in.
Stop making fun of him.
I'm making fun of anybody. I don't know. I thought the kid slapped. That's all I know. I don't care about what else happened.
We do need to also do new releases, but there was one other thing. Oh, There's actually multiple other things. I don't know why I said one.
There's 300 things to talk about.
We do have a guest. Candy co-founder Matt Novogratz is going to be joining us. We've already pre-recorded it, so we're going to throw that in. Actually, we're going to go ahead and throw that in now, and then we'll get to the other topics.
Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere. Like when your fantasy league meets up at your house. Everything's great until the hot plate gets too hot for the tablecloth. Now your kitchen's up in smoke. And if you don't have the right home insurance coverage, the cost to fix this is anything but a fantasy. So switch to Allstate, save money, and get protected from mayhem like this. Not available in every state. Based on coverage selected, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Savings vary.
And that brings us to our interview with Candy's co-founder, Matt Novogratz. Matt, thank you so much for joining us today. How the heck are you?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me on.
Absolutely.
Hey, real quick, just so the audience understands,
because
I want to make sure we address this right off the bat.
Yeah.
My dumb co-host, we're in a fight today. You'll see that later for sure. He actually got the last name Novogratz right first try. He's never got a last name right in his life in the mailbag ever. All of our loyal listeners every week, Jones, what is it, Jones? Nope. Williams, is that Wilman M? But Novogratz comes in right off the bat.
Hey, Matt, it's so good to have you on the show for the first time. It's not always like this, but it is like this a lot. Matt. So
I'm impressed by your talent of pronunciation. That's it. I'll get out of the way.
It's a compliment. It feels really nice for you to say that. Tell us a little bit about the fact that you are now with Candy Digital, obviously, but tell us about your experience in the hobby. Are you a collector yourself?
Yeah, you know, I grew up collecting my whole life since I was a little kid, from, you know, action figures up until baseball cards. Never really stopped. I got a little derailed for about 20 years working in finance.
Sure.
But I always wanted to get back into the space, some sports somehow. And collecting felt like the most natural. When this kind of new world of digital collecting opened up, it felt like a great space for me. I was already in the blockchain space and the sports investing space. So it was a very natural fit. Kind of combined my love of investing in baseball cards and digital. So yeah, it's been fun.
When you started with Candy, or let me clarify too, because I'm not 100% sure myself. Did Candy start as its own entity, then go to Topps, and then go back to its own entity, or was it always started with Topps?
You know, we started as a kind of a JV along with Fanatics. So we were kind of set next to Topps, cousins, if you will. And now we're an independent entity. So we spent about a year working alongside those guys. It was great. As a huge collector of Topps, it was kind of a childhood dream to see how the sausage was made. Learned a lot of cool stuff working with those guys.
Okay, very cool. And then it was at that time you guys got all the licensing, so that, because these cards, the icons that you were putting out on the digital, I can't remember. I know we're not calling it NFT anymore. What do we call it these days?
Digital collectible works.
Digital collectible. Thank you. I looked at Mike say like he
last,
would know.
Say his last
which
name
is
again.
Absolutely insane of me. I must be having a stroke. I apologize.
I have my Series 7, Mike. Can you tell me about this? No. That's enough, Jess.
All right.
So, back to the interview.
Obviously, we've been working with you guys for the last couple months. We had a great time out in Seattle at the All-Star Game. We learned a little bit more about what you guys were doing at that time as far as like how there's a much lower population with these digital collectibles than there have been in other times. The fact that you guys are trying to use like actual utility with these cards, that makes it more advantageous to anybody who wasn't into the digital collectible space before this. What do you guys have like planned right now going forward to continue to kind of dominate the MLB space in the digital world?
For sure. So right now we just kicked off our All-Star Icons drop. We sold out of the standard packs. We still have a couple of premium packs left, but it's we're kind of trying to always be there for the moment. So our icons are, I guess, your modern day of digital trading card. Like we're always looking at different ways. We're certainly always monitoring the supply to make sure that we are meeting the demand. It's one of the real benefits of being digital. We can adjust on the fly. We can burn if we have too many, just to make sure we are always cognizant of where the market is. And then in terms of different utility, like you were out in Seattle, we had the meet and greet with Pete Crow Armstrong. We've had meet and greets with Pete Alonso, Michael Harris, on-field batting practices. So, and then we do a bunch of digital meet and greets as well. Most of our community is online already. So it's cool to, you know, pick Jazz Chisholm's brain for a bit. So always looking at ways to connect collectors and the stars they love. one extra layer of utility that we've really leaned into this year is gamification. So we've got this game, Candy Codebreakers. It's actually powered by the folks at Elias Sports Bureau. So they come up with the questions. Next week, we'll be unveiling our first free-to-play option. So you can go to candy.com, check it out. It's kind of like a trivia-based Wordle. As I say, you don't even need to purchase anything to play, but it's pretty cool. Questions, some of them are near impossible.
Oh, I love Wordle, so I'm all about that.
What percentage of ownership does Candy take in Pete Crow Armstrong's promotion right after that meet and greet?
Oh, yeah. You guys, how it's probably your reason. Yeah,
I was going to say 70%. Well, he also talked to us there.
That's true.
Yeah, it had to be at least 70%.
Oh, like, good. So
70% Candy, 28% us.
Yeah, Pete, 2%. He's been on fire since.
Dude, he's crushing. His market is on fire, too, price-wise. So
I do think 3% goes to his mom as far as the fact that his mom, everyone found out that she is like the mom from Little Big League. That's the movie where like it was like a family member, maybe like the grandpa owned, I think, the twins. And then he gives them to his grandson when he passes away. John Candy's in it. You would probably know when you saw it. But like she is the mom of a little kid who goes on to be in the big leagues. And it's just kind of pretty funny that she is now. And that she was also like in Heroes and stuff like that. I just thought it was really funny because when we did the interview at the Candy event, we talked a lot about that. And it was just never.
Richard Pryor is the pitcher. John Candy's the catcher in this movie. Have I never seen this movie?
Now you will. We'll do a live stream.
Yeah, it's you got to check it out.
Very cool. At this point, do you guys have any plans of expanding into anything else, Mark, as far as like, Matt, excuse me. Do you guys have any plans to go into NFL or NHL, anything like that?
So we also have a big partnership with we had a merger recently with Palm NFT Studios. And with that, we have a big partnership with DC Comics. So we're doing a lot of Batman. It's pretty exciting. We do have other partnerships out there in other sports, but we're really focusing on DC and MLB for the time being.
And then I got to think there's something coming up on the horizon, obviously, with the playoffs starting up. What's the postseason World Series plans for candy packs then?
Yeah, so we're going to have packs coming out all year. We try to be thematic to what's going on in the season. We have a partnership with the Baseball Hall of Fame, so look out for that. It's going to be pretty exciting. As I mentioned, the Candy Codebreakers, we're going to be doing that all postseason long. The free-to-play version will have sweepstakes multiple times a week to win cool prizes. So, you know, as I said, we'll be around for all postseason for sure.
And then I just have one last question. This is one I always get because I'm a traditional card guy, right? I've been doing it for 30 years. I've been dabbling. Like I started dabbling with Panini NFT stuff. Jesse kind of got me into the candy highlights and opened the packs like that, which I actually kind of like the highlights a little bit better than just the cards. How do you answer the question? Because I get this all the time. I'm sure you do. Like, how do you get a cardboard eccentric person interested in digital? How does Candy make that connection?
Yeah, I mean, look, I'm a cardboard guy. I buy cardboard every week, and like, it's not threatening. It's complimentary. You can have both, right? So, like, you can remember the moment. I mean, Acuna went 40-70. Like as a little kid, I remember talking about how close Eric Davis got to that. And like, that's a special moment. Cardboard isn't going to properly capture that. But the highlight will. And that's super unique to what we're doing. So yeah, like, as I said, it's complimentary. Like there's room for both of us. And in fact, I hope we have more cardboard collectors than not. One other thing I forgot to mention about the postseason that we're doing is pretty exciting is we also have our third kind of pillar of a category would be, tickets. So, you go to the game, you get a commemorative ticket. We're going to be doing most postseason games this year, kind of a little more memorable than the barcode in your iPhone. So it's a really cool memento, and it's a way to bring back to the Candy platform and check some things out.
That's pretty cool. One thing I was thinking about too for guys who are not already in the digital space, a lot of guys say, "Well, I can't." You know, I like to hold something or show so I can show people all this, and you know, some have made the comparison. Well, I can just show it on my phone or something. I've often thought too, there are like all of these like digital picture frames out there. They've been around for years, some more expensive, some cheaper, but they're literally some for like $30 to $40. You think to get a card graded, especially at like say PSA or something, it's going to be at least $30 or $40. You get a decent picture frame, like up on a mantle or something. You could just have one of those digital frames that shows all of your cards and just like, not just one, but you could do it multiples and you could do it also, not just with your digital ones, but you could do it with your physical ones too. Those high definition cards you get back from grading companies, you could have them on there. I don't know. I've always thought digital picture frames were a underutilized tool, and now you could use them in the card world. So there you go. You can use that.
Yeah, all of our NFTs are perfectly centered. You don't have to worry about the corners. It's a PSA dream. In fact, about those digital frames, if you go to candy.com, you pull up your collection, there's a little button in there where you can print your icon to Infinite Objects, which is a partner of ours, which are these beautiful little displays that you can put right on your desk and have your favorite Cal Ripken icon dance for you, essentially.
Cool. Oh, that is cool then. Okay. So
he's way ahead of you.
Rip me off from the past.
We read your mind. Like,
yeah, exactly.
Just had to get ahead of that.
Matt, hey man, thank you so much for joining us. We really do appreciate the time we had in Seattle with you guys, and then you coming on today. And we wish you guys all the future success.
Awesome! Thanks a lot for having me, and hope everyone gets a shot.
Thank awesome. You.
Thank you, Matt. Have a good day.
Thanks, you too.
And that was Matt Novogratz. I nailed the pronunciation. I'm really good at it. Move so, on. All right. All right, there's a little segment that I was going to surprise you with and throw it at you. I'm going to wait just another second. Well,
the last thing you surprised me today was calling me out for my lack of effort. What? No, let's do this. Is this a good thing or a bad thing? No. Let's bring it up again. What else do you want to talk to me about? Son of a gun.
I was going to talk to you about, did you see this Rip Night that Topps is putting on?
I saw the flyer. I don't know what it is at all. I'm sorry.
So I just found a post on social media. No. You don't have to because it's really not.
No, I'm sorry.
So hard. Big picture. Hey, Carlos, add that in like those 30 minutes ago.
Jimmies are dancing, baby.
Oh, by the way. Oh, that's a topic in the mailbag. Well, you don't say fat. That's
what do you call them?
You don't say fat.
Oh, by the way, did you see what somebody said to me yesterday? I had a back and forth with somebody in a post on Facebook.
Oh, Lord.
And they were literally like, this coming from a guy who's 200 pounds overweight. I was like, first of all.
Oh, they thought they were talking about me? Wait, so now why are you bringing this up? Because obviously this is insult to me, you little... You're a jerk.
He actually messaged me to apologize today. And I did let him know you
went and took that insult, threw it at me on a live podcast audience.
I was like, I'm the little guy here.
That's better. I'm glad you did that, Mike.
I feel better. Okay, go
think
ahead.
About what you do for the...
I thought about it. Trust me. I've been thinking about that all morning since you started talking.
Sports cards nonsense brought to you by the way. Topps. Hobby Rip Night. I just saw a thing about this. It's kind of cool. Again, no promotion or anything like that. It's just something that if you are going to be out with your family or just by yourself on Saturday night, and you can go by your local card shop, apparently you are going to be able to rip some cards, get some giveaways, raffles, all that kind of stuff. So they're just describing it as, it says, whether your family is new to the hobby or a seasoned collector, this night is for you. There'll be raffles, giveaways, pack wars, and live breaks. To find a participating hobby shop, please use the store locator below.
Is Sheps on there?
Sheps is not on there. There's only one shop that's on there. So I guess...
Great. Nash Cards?
Yeah, Nash Cards.
That's fine. I can promote them.
Yeah.
I'm not going. We can still promote them.
Well, I didn't think of it as a
Grand
promotion
Slams
either.
Grand Slams aren't on there either?
No, there's only... like so there's not a ton of these places, but there are a number of stores that are more located in bigger cities. So Nashville only has Nash Cards.
Oh, it is. I was going to say, is it Nashville or Memphis? Is this Nashville store?
They're both actually Memphis and Nashville.
That's a good thing for his customers. That's
I agree. But
look at me extending the freaking off. I'm being a nice guy again.
Well, this is just actually more for our listeners. It doesn't matter what hobby shop you go to, wherever you live. It sounds like there may be one near you if you're going to be available. It sounds like you might get a giveaway.
We should go get some free pack.
I'm busy.
The reunion.
I'm 200 pounds overweight, so I gotta probably die that night. So I can't go. Thanks, anyways. Next,
were you waiting for me to stop you, or I didn't want to interrupt? You were on a good little stretch. You're in a good stretch. Look at you. We have a good limbo. We got our good mojo back. Don't stop now. You're doing great. Do not reach for that board. Oh boy, he's reaching for the board. I'm glad. I don't even feel bad. You insult me, I come right back at you.
I didn't.
It's okay.
So the segment I wanted to do was, yes. Here's the thing we hear all the time. Ever since the day one of starting this podcast, we hear this sentence all the time. Hey, I just found this binder of cards. Where do I get started? What do I do? We get it personally all the time. I thought what would be
fun. You know what I get more than that now, too? Is now people saying, hey, just saw this on, actually, it was our friend Jordan.
Sure.
Jordan Bull.
Oh, okay.
He meant well. By the way, it's not a shot at him. He said, he's like, hey, just wanted to give you a heads up.
You're taking a lot of shots at non-shot at people today. No, so
I'm
taking
shots at you. I'm not taking a shot at him. He sent me a link. He's like, hey, just saw this in the Facebook Marketplace here in Hendersonville. It was a link to like a pile of cards. I still get that once a week from somebody.
Oh,
and yeah. I look and I'm like, oh, I have a fireplace, so I can take them. But I do think it's interesting how many people still reach out about stuff like that in conjunction with this. Go ahead.
The doctor said a good healthy weight for me would be 275, so I'm not 200 pounds overweight.
You're doing great. You're still losing weight. You're doing
awesome. Only 150 pounds.
No, you are doing fine.
So just found that binder of cards, and I thought what would be fun, because you may or may not know this, Mike, I live next to my mother-in-law with her husband, very charming fellow, Charlie Crosby. And this gentleman is also a sports collector. He's been giving me a number of things that he's collected over the years that he just like has been, he knows it sits Charlie on the shelves. Yeah. He gave me this.
Oh, God. Charlie's getting money too. This might be a good
one. I don't know. That's why we're going to play the game of how would you go about, what would you go about doing if someone gave you a binder of cards?
This is his stuff.
This is his stuff that he gave.
I'm looking at a binder. It says sports card collection.
And that binder is about 3 to 4 inches thick. It's pretty big daddy. That is, these are complete sets. Now, there's a set from 97.
So we got 2002. I'll do the talking here. Thanks. We have 2002 Flair Ultra. I don't know any rookies in 02 that stand out.
So that was the thing. I couldn't think of 02. There's also a 97. We get just the base
tops, 97.
Yep.
Not seeing a whole lot.
And then there's a 90, there's another 2002 and a 93, I believe. So that was my, you know what this is? This is great because if you're paying attention of how we're doing this, if you find a card, if you're new to this,
Year. Right. Go to the year, go to the set. Like, hey, 1997 tops like we have here. Well, you know, there's not a ton of inserts. And if there are, go see, like, it's pretty simple to track down inserts and odds.
Yep.
So, hey, at least if I see anything with this, it's at least a tough pull. Other thing, very easy, who are the rookies there?
And if you...
Which you can Google checklist anywhere, by
the way. Absolutely. And what you can do, too, is just go to, like, we use Card Ladder, the sales history feature. I think that is under the premium thing. If you ever want to use it, there's, like, a 15% discount through our website. But it shows you all sales history, no matter on eBay or wherever else. But what you can do is plug in, say, 1997 tops, whatever, and then don't put in a name or anything. Just put it in highest price to lowest price, and you can get an idea for who's selling for the highest out of that set. And especially if you have a binder like this where someone did a set collection, you'll more than likely have that card, and then you can go out and check.
Even easier than that, too. Cardboard connection.
Oh, there. Well, to actually see the checklist, sure.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah,
right. Yeah. They'll have a Control checklist for you.
Control F helps here, by the way.
Oh.
I've seen the movie.
See, that's why you're the tech guy.
I'm just trying to think who the rookies are.
97, 2002, top MLB.
I'm doing 97 tops to see who the rookies are.
Okay.
All right, so here's your rookies. Looking. Oh, John Patterson was a rookie. That's nice. Eric Chavez, famous from what movie? Come on.
Chavez Knights.
Played for the Oakland Athletics.
Oh, Moneyball.
Yeah, they conveniently leave out him in that whole thing, along with their unbelievable pitching staff. Stupid movie. It's actually a great movie. That part irritates me. I don't think there are any notable rookies in that set.
So they're like, of course, you're going to find other cards in there. Like there's a Mark McGwire and some of these, sure. But that's not the rookie. So it's like, if they're not the rookies.
I think he is the best player who was a rookie in that set. Okay, so nothing there. What was the other set?
So there's a 97 and a 93 and a 2002.
2002 was the Flair Ultra. I'm excited. I'm doing this right now.
I mean, this is what's kind of cool. Is like there are times where you get one of these and it's like, you know, you want to help somebody, but we get this all the time.
You can also just like go to a local card shop. Okay, I'm literally just looking for a little help. I may sell it. I may not. Just kind of give me some idea. Okay, so 97's out.
Go right in and just be immediately like, hey, I'm not going to sell to you. Will you still help me if I buy something else?
93 Leaf.
That's the problem. I don't want to spend a ton of time on this
because
it's going to make for some bad podcasting recording. But
when does that ever stop me?
It's actually like these cards for being in a binder and not in like, you know, penny sleeves or top loaders. They look to be in pretty decent condition, too, which, again, goes back to my point from earlier that how many people have these just sitting around because they had no idea that the card market went through a boom and then it's still relatively hot right now.
Keep talking. I'm busy here.
I know.
That's well, you start. I mean, you want
to... You know what? Keep going. That's fine. You know, I should have saved one of these. What we can do, at least, I'll pull up some of this. We do have new releases coming out.
Oh, God, I'll fire those off while you do this. Go ahead.
So you pull that up, 2022-23 Panini Contenders Optic Basketball Hobby.
I hate to say it, I'm not seeing much here. Is this the only binder?
Yeah.
I'm actually surprised. I thought...
I know he's got a lot of other
isn't
stuff.
Isn't there like 70?
Actually, you should see some of the stuff I put in the office too. But these are the only cards that he's given me. But he's
How
given
old
me,
is he? He's 70, right?
In his 70s, yeah.
What do you mean he has 90s? Does he have a kid? Do you have a son?
He's got a daughter, at least one daughter. I don't know if he has other kids other than that.
You know, this is your father-in-law.
He married my mother-in-law about a year
ago. Which makes him your father-in-law.
I know, but it's not like
he lives under the
I've
same
known
roof.
Him my whole life or anything.
He lives on, take a little interest in your neighbors. How about
well,
that?
Well, technically, they're two separate roofs, but that's fine.
It's one connecting beam.
There's no connecting inside. It's completely separate.
It's a shared wall.
There is a shared wall. That's fine. In the kitchen.
You don't know if he has a son. Call him up real quick. Call Sam. Call Sam.
Calling. No, I'm not doing that. We have to continue.
I'm waiting
going
for you to do
here.
New releases.
Hang on. Hang on. Hey, bud. But look over here. Squirrel. Squirrel. Look over here.
There's no squirrel.
Take one of these. Take one of these pills, and then let's finish the show.
What is
Come
Charlie's
on,
last name?
I said it. You can't do it. You
keep,
can't.
Keep moving on.
2022-23 Panini Contenders Optic. The
basketball
product comes out this week. About $380 is what they're asking for per box.
I like this product. I'm not in love with the draft class, but there are some big guys, and basketball overall for the rookie class is down.
Can I say I have almost no like
one of the best looking
Banchero, yep. Like from last year. I know him.
Mathurin.
Okay, that's the problem. It's been so long.
Oh, who's the kid for the Kings? Yeah, it's terrible.
Yeah, this is bad. Like that's the problem with some of these is that. We are not as, it hasn't been as exciting. So even Mike has not been as thorough
basketball
with some
has
of
been
this.
Cold for a while. Yeah, you get Benedict Mathurin, Kessler, Keegan Murray, Jabari Smith sells decent. Jaden Ivey's a decent one for the Pistons, Jalen Williams. It is a much better class than it gets credit for. The hobby's just kind of forgotten about basketball a little bit because it was just a little bit underwhelming. And the timing has been miserable.
But it comes back in like 2 weeks or something like that.
Preseason starts up pretty soon, yeah.
So
that could help
things start heating up.
The
a little
tough
bit.
Thing is, it's like, yeah, that comes back. But if this new rookie class, the Wembanyama class, takes off, we're going to fall right back into the case where no one cares about 2022.
Yeah, they're all waiting for 2023.
I love Optic Contenders, by the way. It's a little too expensive for my taste. I think it's an awesome product, though.
Okay. Next up is the big NFL one. We have got Mosaic Football coming out.
Well, Mosaic's already out. This is Mosaic.
I'm sorry. Well, Mosaic Choice.
Oh, yeah. It's fine. I'd rather stick with Hobby. Came out last week.
Oh, really?
Mosaic Hobby, which, by the way, may still be on the Panini website.
Oh, they were selling it direct on the hobby boxes?
I'm pretty sure they came out. Charlie, by the way, has a daughter in his 50s. That's his only child. So there you go.
I nailed it. So I knew. Wait. Oh, you texted. Don't text my wife.
We have a text thread going. Don't worry about it.
Do you have a separate text? Oh, no. You were in the group. Okay.
No.
Wait, Sam. You did... Don't text my wife, Sarah.
We talk.
There are multiple texts in there. Yeah. Let me see your phone.
Well,
it's fine. I'm not going to show you the conversation I've had with your wife.
Well, the good news is that's your cousin, so I'm safe.
Well,
what was that? Anyways, this is fun.
Mosaic. Did you check the good cards on that one? Yeah. Actually, there is a really cool card that I keep seeing pop up on social media. The mini Mosaic.
Mosaic Hobby, by the way, still for sale on Panini for $400.
Oh, is it really? Okay.
Cool. I like Hobby. I think Mosaic's an awesome product this year, actually.
Yeah, the mini Mosaics are actually really cool to me. It's giving me vibes of this new Pikachu card that came out that everyone's talking about.
Freaking nerds. I'd love to know the circles you're in where you're talking about, everybody's talking about Pikachu cards. You freaking geek.
People love Pikachu cards.
Stop hanging out at the playground
with
your kids.
It's a Van Gogh. It's a multiple thing. Van Gogh and Pikachu in one place.
The guy who cut his ear off?
I think that was Van Gogh, yeah.
I don't think I know it was Van Gogh, so I made the reference.
I don't know if you know that. But
absolutely. You know why I know that? My sister Jill.
She cut her ear off?
Here's a good little story. Jill, Elevate, I forget the name of her company, Haverhill. Here's a fun story.
You're going to give her a little promo.
Cosmetic shop is in the same location. Papageno's was. My Papageno's.
Where you worked.
Where I worked. What? She bought that place in Bradford, Massachusetts.
Wow.
Renovated the whole place.
Family affair.
I tell you right now, should have kept a pizza oven. That was a loss.
That's a
Jill sketched a painting. She's actually a pretty talented artist when she was younger, of Van Gogh, the one-eared guy. So I remember seeing that as a kid growing up, the couple years we lived together before the whole family fell apart.
Oh, that's not, sounded like a really good positive
it was,
story.
Van and then Gogh
the
was
last
there.
Sentence was sad. All right. So that's your new release. There's not a lot other
than.
There's
a nice thing. When your family falls apart as a kid and then you have a kid 30 years later, you got a bunch of grandparents and step grandparents all helping you with the baby.
You think that's good, but sometimes it's not. Cause then you have to like go, when they're older, you got to go to all these dinners at so many different houses. It's like.
That's your life, not mine. So I moved my whole family here. The dinner will be at my house. Okay. Let's go. What are we doing?
All right.
Next?
We are going to do our weekly PWCC review.
How freaking long have we been talking?
Well, we didn't. So we started late because of the argument. Remember the thing that
I will never forget. We get cut that deep. Yeah, I remember.
So we are doing a PWCC marketplace. We're also going to have like a YouTube video coming out. It's actually pretty funny. You guys should check some of that out. But
here's your promotion for PWCC: the weekly auction on Sunday night. Don't bid on any of these freaking Lillard cards. I'm going to bid on every single one of them. I don't need you idiots in the audience trying to jack up the price for me.
I do have a piece of advice as well. Keep an eye out on Sunday night because I keep losing, even though I set this max bid so much, I lose like a dollar by a dollar. It's so dumb. People are just waiting on me. So just keep an eye out.
So there's three right off the bat. All 2012 Lillard rookie stuff. These three happen to all be two PSA 10s, 195. His National Treasures gold is numbered out of 10 as a PSA 10 rookie. I don't know what that's worth. It's got to be big. I'm going to bid a few hundred bucks on that. There's a Prism base that is literally at $18. That's a forgotten card. Like that's 150, but or a couple hundred bucks right now.
Base for a couple
hundred? PSA 10, yeah.
Wow.
I'm absolutely going to bid on, I'm a high bid on that one.
Yeah.
And there's a silver Prism as a 9.5 I do like.
The Giannis that's going for like 922
still talking
is right now going for like 350 on saying. There.
I think people wait
again. That's again. Yeah.
Here's the other one though. This is a super nice card. Anyways, these spotlight signatures, they come out of the Panini Noir set. It's a slick card signed on card with a gold ink. It's from 2016. It's a spotlight auto number to 125. It's at $165. I am all in on him this week. I'm going to bid a certain amount on every one of those cards. I didn't see, like you said, I didn't see any Aiden cards for sale. Yeah,
I tried to find any
of
those.
Which makes sense. I don't know. Nobody's seeing Aiden O'Connell cards, the freaking PWCC.
But here's the issue is like right now, yeah, we're probably going to find some decent pricing. But the real issue is they still end on a number of these at decent pricing. But you have to, like for me at least, I have to actually be there to see it because apparently I'm just getting outbid by minuscule amounts and being very unhappy about it the next week.
Thing is nice. So the fact that they end every week is a bonus.
Yeah, well, it's not even that. It's also, for me at least, I love how I can search through and find everything I need, like to sort things. Like just to be able to find something is sometimes the biggest hassle because you may have it. It may be there, but I can't buy it if I can't find it. So
I'm also in negotiations. You know, it's funny. I'm going to look at this right now. I'm doing stuff live here. I don't care.
just get it all out.
I'm going to go to the whole. How do I go to all these things? I want all of them. Oh, here we go. You look
at, yeah, just go. Because
I am in negotiations with a guy right now on Facebook. He's got a 2000 Bowman Chrome Brady. It was an autograph after the fact, so it's an in-person auto. It's a BGS 9510, though.
Oh, okay.
Those cards were 15 to 20 grand a year ago. We're at like the 9,000 mark.
Oh, honey.
And like a card, I offered him like $87.50 and a $800 card with it. Here's the problem. I hate this too. He probably is a nice guy. I don't know him. Uh-oh. I was like, listen, I'll pay you PayPal goods up front.
Ooh.
Or you send the card first and I will pay you a bank wire. I'll send you something where there's no fee for you and no, not repercussion, no coverage for me.
Oh,
but
okay.
After the fact, I'm not sending it ahead of time.
Sure, yeah, yeah.
And I got the guy was like, well, I just don't know you. I was like, well, you know, I have a massive break room and I own an app and I have a podcast. I'm not going to risk it. But then he was like, well, the same is true with me. Like,
app and a podcast?
No, but I'm like, I always hate when we get to that point where he's like, well, you know, I'm trustworthy too. I'm like, well, I don't know that. He probably is, by the way. I don't know. But he's like, well, I can make a vouch post. Like, right, but if something goes wrong, who on that vouch post is actually paying my 85? Here's the deal. There are none of these for sale right now. There are a bunch of Brady rookies. There's a 9.5 Chrome, stupid cheap right now. It has 10 days left, though. I think it actually starts tonight. Next week's weekly starts tonight, doesn't it? Isn't it a 10-day weekly?
Yes, it is. Uh-huh.
So there's a Brady 9.5. There's a PSA 10 Brady. There's actually a bunch. We are getting to the point in the market. I have not been looking for big stuff since the National. And I only bought big stuff at the National because I traded into it.
Mm-hmm.
We are almost to the point because the market is slow right now. Like, there's no denying. We're almost to the point where some of these big items at PWCC I wouldn't look for in the past. I'm almost like
starting to.
Here's the other thing too. We need to call them. If I'm buying this stuff, I want my buyer's premium waived. Part of the negotiation. But we are getting
so all you listeners, go ahead and call them too. You can probably get
But we are done. Getting go ahead, start your own podcast, get a massive following, get a sponsorship from and then have them waive it. We are getting to the point though where I'm starting to look, and I've heard other guys say this recently too. Like, you know, I don't really even look at these auctions because of it's just things are too expensive.
Yeah.
Right now we're starting to get back to that. I don't know that we're at the very bottom, but we're at a price where I'm like, you know what? Even if it goes lower the next 6 months, in 2 years, I am very confident above where I buy it at now, and it may not become available again. That's why I've started looking at the PWCC Premier again. Normally, I just stick to the weekly cheap stuff. The Premier stuff is where you get some savage stuff, though.
People keep saying we keep talking about like the other day grading something. If it's not a 10, then people don't care. It is funny to me. I do agree with a lot of people who say like, I will buy a graded card, even if it's like a lower grade. If the card raw costs me less than what it would be to get graded, I completely agree with that. So when I see like all these graded cards of things that I like, but I'm not super obsessed with, but I know like I'm going to get a good deal because I couldn't get it graded for the cost that I'm going to get it on here.
Perfect.
Absolutely. So like there's like the Steve Urkel card on here. Oh, it's $5. So like with the premium, it's going to be like what, $6 or something. Absolutely. I'm going to go ahead and put like a $10 max on that just so to see. But there's also, I just found this Beatles George Harrison signed card going for $43 right now.
Beatle.
Some people would say Ringo.
Didn't Eric Clapton steal his wife?
I don't know.
Layla was his wife.
No.
Ooh,
oh, I'm yeah. I think positive. I actually know that.
Call
Papa right.
Gio.
Oh, I would call my dad. My dad's obsessed call with your dad. Clapton.
Let's get somebody on the phone.
No. Stop with the phone thing.
People like
it. We've already been going long. We got to get to mailbag anyways. But anyway, there's a ton of stuff like that.
That's enough.
It's a big marketplace.
By the way, we have to mention this because this guy took care of us in Wisconsin a couple years ago at that show. Michael Sampson just sent me this picture. Where were you on this one, Gio? His wife is in the delivery room, and he is literally ripping Allen and Ginter.
This dude knows what's up.
He bought us a drink in Wisconsin.
That guy actually brought cards to the labor room. Yeah, that's...
I was there for 37 hours, Mike. Talk to me tomorrow afternoon.
So what's your excuse then, bro? You were there for 37 hours.
I like my wife more. That's the excuse.
Supposedly. And last thing is, if you are up in the New England area...
Well, the main show is next week. Is this weekend?
That is this... Not this coming weekend, the next weekend. So on October the... Ooh, I always forget. October the 7th and 8th, that is where it's going to be. It's going to be in Connecticut. Armin Hotel in Stamford is going to be a huge show. 300 tables, 50,000 square feet. A lot of, I think, Dink, or was it Doink the Clown? I bought that card, by the way.
After we got off
that show, I went out and bought the Doink card for $2 on eBay. They're all going, all the graded ones, like for a 9 or something, is going for $150. It doesn't make
sense.
There's
a massive
once you get
Doink
it signed.
Market. I will say that.
So anyways, a lot of other guys are going to be there. If you guys want to check it out, go to the website, NortheastSportsCardsExpo.com. You can go and check out all of the tickets and sign up and all that good stuff. So that brings us to mailbag. All right. There's a nice mailbag. Again, we've gone long, so we can't go a ton into this, but I'll just go down the list and see where we get. Tyler Edward Weiberg. We had a lot of new people in mailbag recently. I really like that. Do you think pitchers will ever regain value in the card market? It seems the last card you would want to pull these days is a pitcher.
Overall, no. There's some exceptions. George Kirby's having a great season for the Mariners. Young kid who's a rookie in 22. Spencer Strider. He's had a couple of rough outings and playing great. Blake Snell, a little bit older, so his cards are. So occasionally we'll see some guys, but in general, no. It's just it's a position that people are scared of.
Cody James, do you guys think the future of super fractors could be affected, could affect price-wise because of the one-of-ones?
No, not the future. I mean, if it becomes a massive issue, this product could be affected, but in general, no.
He also asks about the Van Gogh promo, that Pikachu thing I mentioned. If you're not familiar, at the Van Gogh Museum, they put out like this big Pikachu in a Van Gogh-style card, and it also posters, prints. Check out the TikTok page. Let me see if I still have it. It's Goat Breakers on TikTok. He posted this thing about an hour ago of people going absolutely insane getting in there. It looked like a Walmart on Black Friday. It was absolutely crazy. Those things are now reselling on eBay, I think, for like $500. So that's fun. Mike Pulsifer remembering the hubbub about Fanatics getting signing deals from 2023 QBs, was that all about outmaneuvering Panini and getting them in Allen and Ginter? Call me crazy, but I don't see Topps coming out with any products this year with their John Hancocks.
Well, Topps isn't. Well, that's not true. I mean, Bowman's Best and those have all had it.
So
yeah, Bowman's Best, Bowman Chrome, that comes out next week. So yeah, they've been using it in unlicensed, like in college uniform stuff and Ginter. So no, it's not just about Ginter. I think the overall plot and plan was about devaluing the Panini brand, quite frankly, but they've also already used them in Bowman's Best, Bowman Chrome University, and Bowman Inception U, and where I think we'll see more before the end of the year.
There you go. John Dudley wants to know, now that we've almost had a full season of baseball, ranking the 2023 rookies by long-term hobby potential.
Freaking Corbin Carroll's good, man. Like, that kid is going to be a perennial top five, top 10 MVP candidate. He is very, very good.
You know who we haven't been talking about? Ellie De La Cruz. Not doing quite as hot.
He had two home runs the other night. I mean, crushing the ball.
No, his overall stats are actually down. Oh, I assume you haven't looked at
it. I have. He had two home runs the other day and a huge win. They're making a push for the playoffs again.
Yeah,
he went through a little bit of a slow period for sure.
Okay.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. He's also not a rookie this year. He's not a rookie in the card market this year. He doesn't have rookie stuff.
Oh, yeah. I just meant like overall.
Year. Overall, yes. The Baltimore guys, it's hard to look at. I mean, Gunnar Henderson just hit like his 29th or 30th home run. Leadoff, he's killing it. That team's winning a ton of games. Like, what, the second best record in baseball? Let me look here, actually. Yeah, they're behind the Braves. That's it. They have the second best record in all of baseball. He's a stud. I think Adley is going to be very, very good for a long time. The Boston guys confuse me. Yoshida is a good pro.
Boston's out of the playoffs, right?
Totally.
Yeah.
Yoshida is good. His market, I would buy Casas before I'd buy Yoshida. I think Casas has a higher ceiling. I think they're both good, though, but they both come down. Francisco Alvarez, legit bat for the Mets. I really like that kid. Anthony Volpe, I'm on the fence about. He's super high price. Some of that because he's a Yankee. Some of it because he's very good. I'm on the fence about him. The other big, big name, I'm sure I'm missing one or two. For the Braves, Michael Harris. Again, awesome team. The kid's going to have some positions where he could hit potentially get some big hits. So that's a good thing. Another guy too, quietly, not anywhere near their level in terms of hobby value. James Outman, whatever his name is, for the Dodgers, playing really good. He's got 20 plus home runs, obviously on a very good team.
Okay.
So yeah, I think there's a lot to be hopeful for, but there's a couple of those guys that, like I said, kind of scare me. I'm a little bit apprehensive with the two Boston guys at their current market price.
We'll have to go a little bit deeper maybe next week about, you know, who's going into the playoffs pretty positively and then kind of going from there as maybe investable assets from that point.
Yeah, because a lot of these things are locked up, but some of them are not. Like, Baltimore's locked up, Tampa's locked up, Minnesota as well. The West is wild, though. You got Texas,
Astros. Wild West? That sounds crazy.
Although I think they have almost no chance now. But Seattle, Houston, and Texas. Obviously, I'd like to see Houston not make it because Texas has Josh Young and the Mariners have J-Rod, which would be great for the hobby, but we'll see what happens there.
Did you ever see Wild Wild West with...
with Young, Will Smith.
With Will
and
Smith?
Kevin...
Oh...
Kevin Klein?
Yeah, that's it.
Any more questions, sweetheart?
No, you nailed it. Davey Jennings, where's the SCN merch at? Can we get a shirt with a silhouette of Sports Boy with the fantastic mustache and maybe a Jimmy Dean's dancing shirt as well? Here's the thing.
It's a busy shirt.
I have to say one thing. Well, two things. We do have an SCN merch. It's not all that great, especially when ideas like this get thrown out. But if you ever want some SCN merch, you can go to sportscardsnonsense.com, check out the merch side. I do think we need to add some actual legitimate merch. Like it's like a donkey shirt or something like that. Okay. And I do think a Jimmy Dean's would be really funny to see like some hot dog looking fingers typing on a keyboard. We need a graphic artist. That's what we need. Somebody who, if you think you can do something like that, a silhouette of me and the mustache just out there obscene.
Just a lot of good ideas. Yep. Checking
I do
out.
Think I do actually think that would be why are you checking out you would this is something you would get benefit from.
Yeah, I'm good. Let's go. A couple more. It's because it's getting late. I gotta get home for her. That's why.
Steve,
I gotta pick up the pups at dad's house.
Steve Kabatnik.
He was in a break last night.
Is this Taylor Swift?
I butchered the name last night too.
Oh, see, it's not easy. Okay. Is Taylor Swift hot or beautiful?
This is depends on
dude. Depends on the picture.
Do you see, by the way, the most engaged post in the Facebook group this week was mine from 2 days ago.
How many, what's the views on it?
Crazy amount of views, comments,
that likes. Means he doesn't know he made it up.
It was 100 after there's an hour, hundreds of comments and likes. It was insane to me, the amount of freaking cardboard degenerates who were like, what a loser. Who dates Taylor? I don't care if Taylor Swift is your type or not. She's a beautiful girl and she's worth $700 million.
Who said that though? I haven't seen it. Oh, I have not seen a single post about like her being ugly or what are you and talking then it was about? Like,
oh, and she's going for clout. What? No one knows Travis Kelce. Everybody knows Taylor Swift.
That's the thing. I haven't seen those.
Oh, you're also not in a lot of the card-centric groups on Facebook like I am.
I'm in our group. Yeah, I'm not in other
this
groups.
This was a cardboard-centric conversation. Anybody with a brain knows this is stupid. And then it was like just a bunch of guys like, my girlfriend's... First of all, you don't have a girlfriend. Let's just establish that. I had people making up body counts on Facebook to justify it. It's like, you guys are idiots.
Those are actually the murder counts or the people they have in their basements. More than likely,
they're the only person in their basement.
I'm not making fun of you in the hobby. It's the mom's house.
Those
specific guys.
Oh, ridiculous.
Jeremy Lopez wants to know.
I met Taylor Swift at Chili's 2006 when I was bartending.
Oh, you met her there?
It's a famous story. I can't tell. Even my wife will admit it's true and I won't talk about it.
Why?
I've said too much.
Did you kiss Taylor Swift?
Oh, I couldn't. She's 2 feet taller than me. Did I get her number on the back of her seat? Yeah, I did.
On the back of her seat?
Receipt. So you give somebody after they make a purchase. All right, moving on. Purchase? You can ask Hannah about it.
Why have you never talked about this? I don't believe it.
No problem.
I don't believe it.
Ask your cousin.
Well, there's proof of mine.
You know she'll
call
me out. Well, proof of yours. You're in a freak. Okay, go move on. No one cares about this.
What was that?
There wasn't even any judging in a contest.
Don't you dare.
Okay, Jeremy, hang on. One other thing.
Okay.
I don't want to do any more mailbag. Can we please be done? I want to end with this because people liked this last time. I crapped all over Star Wars last week. Here's another one that doesn't make a lot of sense to me. I'll make this very brief. We have to go. Lord of the Rings, right? You got all these unbelievable, capable, like crazy warrior type guys, right? You got some dude with massive ears who can shoot a penny from 6 miles away with a bow and arrow and can jump.
What's his name? Bro. Mr. Expert.
He
didn't know, though. He didn't know.
Legolas.
Okay.
You got Aragorn, who's apparently a king and doesn't know it, and is like a crazy fighter and killing all these things.
Okay.
And is like 800 years old because I forget the name of the type of man he is, but he has extended life. Good for him. You got this wizard who was already pretty tough, and he comes back with a white robe. Bathrobes were still in style back then. Now he's crazy powerful. You got... A bunch of little trolls who have a bunch of axes. They're super tough.
Well, they're dwarves, but...
All these things, right?
Okay.
Over the course of this trilogy, I'm just going with the main trilogy, Lord of the Rings.
Are we talking movies or books? There's no way you read the books. So movies. Okay.
Lord of the Rings.
That's fine. Lord of the Rings, not books.
Over the course of these three movies, they travel like 85 trillion miles on foot.
Sure.
All over all freaking creation.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Never saw a Dunkin' Donuts?
Amongst all these unbelievably, like, valorous, that's not a word, warriors, with all
Valerius.
These powers.
Yeah, sure.
You find these two freaking dwarfs who have hair, not even dwarfs, what are they? Hobbits, with little feet, no shoes.
Wrong. Huge feet. Okay, keep going.
No, I'm sorry. Little people, massive feet, hairy feet, no athletic ability at all. These guys have done
linebackers,
nothing.
Linebackers, ever heard of them?
They've done nothing but walk around the Shire and plant freaking, you know, peppers or whatever else they're doing. They're having their little dancing things. They're singing and dancing like idiots. These are the guys you decide, you know what? Fate of the universe, instead of just giving this ring to the eagles that can come out of nowhere, but only once in a while.
You can't give them direction. You couldn't do that.
The eagles come every time.
You can call them to you. You can't then tell them, here's a map, go this way. You have to direct them at that point.
So here's a simple solution, because eagles can carry people. We saw that in one of the newer movies.
The last one,
the
yes.
Hobbit ones. Dude, pick up Gandalf in your stupid white robe and throw the ring into a volcano. It's not like you have
and
to go to...
That right there is why your biases overflow into the fantasy world. You only see from the outside. You don't see the inner person. Those men, those little hobbits, those little disgusting people, as you describe them, are only the most noble of creatures who had the ability to withstand the temptation of the ring. Those others didn't do it because they couldn't do it. Michael Giuseppe.
Here's another thing then. When he comes back as Gandalf the White and he's already super, super powerful, dude, just sack up and use the ring yourself and just wipe out the armies.
But then he would be tempted by it. He could never let it go at that point. He'd become just another little troll Gandalf or what's his name?
Then it doesn't make sense then. If the thing is that powerful, Why did Sauron? Smeagol, thank then you. How did Sauron get his hand cut off by some random king with a sword?
That was
if this like this unbelievable, all powerful thing, and nobody can control it, but this guy can. Then there's no way. That's what I'm saying. There's context of power.
I'm not saying the ring itself crap, and its dude. Power is not anything to do with its effect on the mind. Again, it goes back to the internal person, not the external person.
Here's another thing. Then very simple solution: put it in a lead box. Strap it to your back.
It's not Superman. It's not like it's kryptonite in a lead box. Come you don't, on, dude. You don't know how it works. The radiation from the I'm ring is saying, not that, based on Kryptonian lore.
In real life, that whole saga is not nine movies. How many? Seven movies? Eight? Six movies?
Three.
Well, no, there was before.
Oh,
though.
The Hobbit. Okay, so six.
Was it just six? 3 hours a piece runtime. 18 hours out of your life.
Unless you're getting the extended versions, then it's like 3.5 to 4 hours.
Real life, that whole drama takes place in 6 minutes. A, either they're victorious and the guy throws a box into a volcano and the ring melts, or B, Sauron's like, gotcha, slaughters all of them and it's over. That is it. That takes place in 6 minutes flat, guaranteed.
Much more entertaining, too. So that's the bonus.
I move on. Next. We're done. That's it. We're good. It. Sports cards nonsense.
That's how you're going to end podcast this network, sports card
powered
podcast.
By Spotify. Thank you for listening.
Oh, wow.
We'll see you next Monday, Thursday. Goodbye.
Bold moves.